It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Joshua Johnson. Time now for our series Boomtown, about the Bay Area's thriving economy and a new experiment to make traffic a bit less miserable. A recent study found that in San Francisco and San Jose, our time stuck in gridlock rose 10% in just 1 year. The tech boom may be partly to blame, but technology could also relieve some of that freeway congestion. A new project called the Smart Corridor comes online this summer. The idea? Give you more real-time information while you're driving to prevent bad tie-ups from getting worse. Here's KQED science reporter Daniel Potter.
It's been ranked the Bay Area's worst commute for 9 of the last 10 years. The stretch of westbound Interstate 80, leading from the Carquinez Bridge down through Richmond and Berkeley to the Bay Bridge. To be thorough, I had to sample this stew for myself, so I rode along with my colleague, Kristen Farr, who works as KQED's arts education manager. She starts her day in Richmond, about 17 miles from our studios in San Francisco. It would be a half-hour drive without traffic, but sometimes takes an hour or more. Farr says it's a pressure cooker if she's running late, say, to a 9 a.m. meeting.
I mean, it's kind of embarrassing, but I've certainly been in my car like, no! Just like cursing, just like yelling, like, crap, I'm in trouble.
Farr says the slow ride left her stressed, and after some nudging from her family, she started taking BART more instead. She has daydreams of a flying car, or an amphibious one that shortcuts directly across the bay. The more traditional approach of widening the freeway has hit a wall.
You don't want to just add a bunch more lanes?
No, actually, thank you for bringing that up. This highway is fairly built out.
That's Sean Nazari, Deputy District Director at Caltrans.
On one side, we have the beautiful San Francisco Bay. On the other side, we have communities that are very well developed. So there is really no physical space to widen the highway.
Enter the I-80 Smart Corridor, a first-of-its-kind experiment in rolling several freeway technologies into one big system. Instead of more lanes, the idea is to give drivers more information using a couple hundred electronic road signs going up now. The system will go online this summer, drawing data from thousands of sensors embedded in the road that measure traffic. In theory, it'll make commutes more reliable and prevent wrecks.
We'll be utilizing the freeway capacity to the fullest.
On my morning ride in with Farr, the freeway sure seemed fully utilized.
Here we go, brake lights.
But say you're cruising along and you hit a patch of slow traffic. To make sure you don't actually hit the slow traffic, you'd get a heads up to slow down from variable speed limit signs. These speeds are advisory, so they won't be enforced by police. Or say there's a blocked lane ahead.
Yeah, that's always a tricky one, and then everyone's trying to get out of that lane.
Overhead signs will tell you which lanes are blocked, so you know which way to merge and when. At the same time, electronic guideposts will activate on nearby streets, which in turn will be linked to the timing of metering lights on the on-ramps. Turns out, traffic, like comedy, is all about timing. Nazari says what gives the Smart Corridor its smarts is an algorithm, taking data from thousands of sensors and processing it here.
This is our little... Whoa! Hey, we got a car fire.
Wow, this is... We didn't stage this.
It's a dimly lit room with rows of workstations, all facing a two-story digital map of Bay Area roads.
We're at the Bay Area Transportation Management Center here in Oakland.
On the screens, the morning commute looks like an ant farm.
The center is 24/7, and it's basically the nerve center of Bay Area traffic.
It's not purely computers deciding how to handle it all, Nazari says. Humans will have the final say.
We always need a reality check with what, you know, maybe an artificial intelligence system tells us.
One thing that's unique about the I-80 project is it's blending several approaches into one central system. The benefits of that are, as one expert put it, undemonstrated.
Well, it has not been demonstrated a full system.
Alexander Skabardonis is an engineering professor at UC Berkeley and expert on all things traffic.
Pieces have been demonstrated, and hopefully we hope that the sum will be better than the adding the individual parts. Mm-hmm. So, but still has to be proven.
I'm sure that we are saving lives out there.
Morgan Balow is a traffic engineer in Seattle, which has been experimenting with some of the same technology. How much commute time it's shaved off is hard to pin down. 3 to 16 minutes in one example. But Balow says what it has done in the last few years is prevent dozens of wrecks.
Our other freeways, we've seen collisions go up. And in this corridor, we've seen collisions go down. So we're very happy about that.
The East Bay's Smart Corridor project is costing on the order of $80 million from a mix of local governments, state, and federal money. That's a steal compared to adding one extra lane, which, were it even possible, would cost more like $1 billion. But it's only a steal if it actually makes commutes quicker or safer. When it comes to that, as one engineer on the project put it, we'll take anything we can get. I'm Daniel Potter, KQED News.
You'll find a step-by-step interactive guide on how the smart corridor will work online at kqed.org/science. More Bay Area news is just ahead. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.